This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Our discussion for today, and I feel like it's very fitting for people my age and, you know, around my age group, so that we can test the waters to see if we are still in tune somewhere, somehow, with our traditional and cultural practices. So we've invited, of course, a friend of the show. You know, we talk to him quite a lot when we encounter such difficulties, if I would put it in that way, for lack of a better term. We have Professor Mkhwajana, who is at the Department of Cultural and Political Studies at the University of Limpopo. Professor Tomel. Now, Professor, how have families navigated now around the short amount of time that they've got actually to induct the new bride, as opposed to the olden days where they had a longer period and a lot of time, and maybe 2 or 3 months while living with the new bride?
Generally, in terms of culture, when the wife gets married, and in terms of the customary law as well, the wife has to be transferred to the in-laws. And therefore, that transference includes induction as well. That you have to be inducted. Induction is not a once-off event. Induction is a process through which you are first welcomed into the world of your husband and husband's family, and also what it includes that you must be accepted by the ancestors. Therefore, you are introduced into the ancestors of your new family, because this is basically your new family, and that is why you have got those rites of passage that are about your departure, and now you are now incorporated. There is a rite of departure as you leave your home, and the rite of incorporation as you arrive into the new place. Therefore, arrival is not the meeting. Arrival includes your presence, and be it physical, spiritual, and therefore continuously as you are part of this family. In every event when things happen, you get to know what happens in this family, how things are done different from the way you do them. Therefore, it is not a matter of staying 2 months or 3 months with the family. It is being there, being available when they've got family events, when they've got family ceremonies, when they've got family rituals. You need to be there. The physical presence is even difficult for men, because traditionally what we would do, I'll build my house next to my brother's house and next to my father's house. It's not happening even on the side of men. And therefore we are likely to choose spaces where we want to live, and that being the case, it means once you relocate, you know you have uprooted yourself. Therefore, it is your responsibility and your partner and the family to make sure that the new bride is introduced continuously. It is a continuous process, because if you are not introduced, inducted continuously, you will fail in your task, because in future you are the one to transfer same skills and expectations to the new bride.
Yeah. So, Chicha Oromela Makodi, melao ka wa tsepo ke metlaetse.
Ke papadišane dilo tseo. Ke swana le honeymoon, o naana gore o tla tseba dilo ka weekend e wanawa. O ka o boa kwa o sa tsebe, o palela ke ditaele ke ya batho ba bagolo.
Okay, Professor, in every wedding, Rakgadi has been seen to be the centerpiece of the event, if I can say that. Now, what role does Rakgadi normally play in a wedding, and what makes them so important?
Re bana ba bo banyetse re ga tshedi dinyetse motswadi o mongwe mong ke mma.
Yes.
Motswadi o mongwe mongwe ke mangwane ebile ke mamogolo. Either biologically or sociologically. Therefore, you'll carry that burden of being, that responsibility of being khadi. Khadi is the spiritual mother of the family. Therefore, therefore, you are not even blessing the people you are supposed to be blessing. The fact is, you will remember Rakhadi, whether you are successful in marriage or not. The condition of Rakhadi is not determined by your marital status.
All right.
Therefore, you need to be there for your brother's children all the time. Remember Rakhadi, Rakhadi and the father come from the same root, and therefore they come from the same family. They grew up together. They know the norms and values of this family. Therefore, bo makoti re batsena tsentse ba ditse ra Rakhadi a re ka bolela ba re hey o thomi ga se a thoma. O tswela pele ka tjaka mo gae. Lena kwa gageno di gona tse e lego gore ge nna re fitlha kwa re ditsebe ditseba ke wena o number one kwa gageno. Therefore, a re feng boragadi sebaka ba laeng boragadi ba se ka rare o paletswe ke tja gagwe aa palela ke go ba rakgadi a ka ba paletswe ke lenyalo eupi a palela ke tja gago tja go ba rakgadi mo fe sebaka e be rakgadi.
La ere ke le botseng so professor le a re bile diputshwetse ka moka tsebe ke le tshwaretse go tsona ano a gona molato ke gona ga botse gona ka mokgo ke a leboga. We hope to have you in the studio one day. Maybe we can extend the chat to at least like 30 to 25 minutes, but it would be nice to have you in studio one day.
Yeah, studio ke re wa tsiba re sena le metla ya sona le mathata ya sona.
All right, no.
Ke pala phone ka o ka re o ntshwara ka phone ya be le gore motho a mo ke network o se pela mo ditrateng tsa re a nka mo ga lena.
Ka nnete. No re tshwa ka se re leboga professor. All right, that is Professor Mokgwajana speaking to us in depth, if I can put it like that, regarding our chat today. Bonaba Jobalaka with the Department of Cultural and Political Studies at the University of Limpopo. So, in a nutshell, here's what I would have taken away from that conversation. What induction is not something that you do over a month, a week, or 2 months, or a day. Okay, an induction of the bride is something that happens continuously. It's not that bottom said you spend 3 days or 3 months for every single event that happens in that family. The Makoti needs to attend and be there physically as the education or the induction does not end. I think that is what I took from it. Okay, that is the time we had for that conversation. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.